Welcome to Psycho Crap. This is Adam, the National Psychology Examiner for Examiner.com. And on this podcast, I just talk about things that I think are interesting related to psychology. And today I want to ask the question, is psychiatry, the field of psychiatry, a sham? And I'm going to talk about a study done in 1978 called the Rosenhan Experiment. I'm sorry, 1973. Well, first let's ask, what does it mean to be insane? This question has long puzzled psychologists and philosophers. What is normal to one culture may be considered a sickness to another. How can we distinguish traits that are abnormal versus those which are merely unique or eccentric? Beyond this question, we should also raise skepticism to biases of diagnoses which influence how professionals will consider their observations. So, when a professional decides upon a diagnosis for his or her patient, he or she is apt to stick to that diagnosis. See, this is due to what psychologists ironically call a confirmation bias. In short, we stick to our guns to the point of irrationality. One experiment by David Rosenhan in 1973 sought to put the field of psychiatry under scrutiny for this very reason. Rosenhan had himself and 8 other individuals admitted to psychiatric hospitals around the country, reporting only at the time of admission that they were hearing a voice in their head saying empty, hollow, and thud. Surprisingly, all 9 subjects, including Rosenhan himself, were considered insane. This diagnosis continued throughout the pseudo-patient's stay at the hospital, even though they reported their hallucinations had ended immediately after admission. They were instructed by Rosenhan to act normally throughout the day. According to Rosenhan, they were not advised for discharge despite their clinically normal behavior until they had stated that they were in fact insane but getting better. This happened after a period of admission that would last between 7 to 52 days. Rosenhan himself was there for about 2 or 3 months. Overall, each American psychiatric hospital maintained their diagnosis of insanity for all 9 sane individuals. What Rosenhan did next was quite remarkable. He told the staff at these hospitals about his experiment, that he placed the sane person in the ward. However, he did not identify who this person was, instead asking the staff to use their professional expertise to guess which resident was this Confederate. The staff repeatedly guessed wrong, indicating to Rosenhan they could not determine who was sane or insane. So is psychiatry really a scam? Is it a pseudoscience? My professional opinion is that the Rosenhan study is only reliable at showing us the state of psychiatry and not the validity of psychiatry as a field. Indeed, these findings worry me. I would imagine any clinically sane person entering a ward can convince someone of their diagnosis very easily. For instance, Rosenhan reports one staff member observed a Confederate pacing back and forth out of boredom and reported the patient was frantic and nervous. I would imagine that in group therapy sessions, sane individuals could easily reinforce their appearance of insanity by reporting their issues of stress, fear, and other negative emotions. But who doesn't have these problems? Has the field of abnormal psychology failed to determine where we draw the line between insanity and sanity? My suggestion to the field of psychiatry would be to implement double-blind checks and balances. That is, use the same techniques we use for research studies as we do for psychiatric wards. Occasionally introduce, knowingly to the staff, unidentified individuals who are clinically sane. This requires a professional to question their diagnosis and be open to the possibility their subject is a sane individual. This is Psycho Crap. I'm Adam, the National Psychology Examiner, and you can follow me on Twitter. I'm ABVegan, AbVegan.